Everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah on Pesim Yirtzeh Hashem to finish by Purim. We're rolling the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the very last line. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says, "Ma'adik siv lo yigra mitzadik einav." What does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take his eyes, so to speak, off of a tzadik, that he rewards them in an extreme amount for their good tzidkus deeds? Rashi learns over here and gives them for many doros reward. So what is an example of that? B'schar tznius shahisa ba b'rachel. Because of the reward for the tznius that there was in Rachel Imenu, zochsa v'yotze mimena shol. She was zocha that came out from her, shol hamelech. B'schar tznius shahaya ba b'shol, and the amount, the schar, the reward for the tznius that was in shol hamelech, zocha v'yotze mimena Esther. He was zocha that Esther should come from him. Now we're going to elaborate. My tznius shahisa ba b'rachel. What is this tznius that was in Rachel? It says, "Va'yigeid Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi aviyahu." It says a verse that's interesting. It says Yaakov told to Rachel that he was the brother of her father. Now that's not right. Gemara says, "Ki achi aviyahu." Is he the brother of her father? V'lo ben achos aviyahu. He is the son of the sister, of her father. Meaning to say, Lavan is brothers with Rivka, and Yaakov is the son of Rivka. So Yaakov actually is cousins with Rachel. So what does he mean that he's saying that he is a brother to Lavan? Achi Aviyah, that's not true. Ella Amr La, he said, Menaskali, marry me. Amra Le, she said to him, In, I will. Miu, Abiramahu, my father is a trickster. Lo Yechod Le, you're not going to be able to overpower him. Amr La, he said to her, Achi Ana Baramos, I am like his brother in trickery. I can also be clever and trick when I need to. Amalei, she said to him, Umishar la tzadiki la skoi beramuso? Is it mutter for a tzadik to increase his trickery? Amala in. He said, actually, it is considered, when necessary, mutter, because the pasuk says, in navar titavar, vimikesh tifatol. The pasuk says, essentially, in pasuk Shmuel, that a tzadik needs to behave with a person according to what that person is doing towards him. Examples that particularly gives, is this pasuk saying that with a navar, as a pure person, you act purely. And with an ikesh, a twisted person, you act crookedly. Right? The pasuk allows that sometimes you have to put on the midah that's coming at you in order to defend yourself. Seder. So he says, it's okay for me to do that if I need to. Amar la, he said to her, my Ramiusa, what is your father Lavan's trickery in particular? Amar le, she said to him, Isli achsa de kashish minai. I have an older sister, Leah. Below mincevli mikamo. He's not going to marry me off before her. Masala simonim. So Yaakov gave her the famous simonim. This we've probably heard. He told her the simonim, which the Gemara here doesn't elaborate, but Chazal bring in other places that the simonim were the three mitzvahs that a woman is particularly associated with: halakas neiros, hafrashas chala, and halachos hilchos nida. Right? And those are the simonim that's Rachel. He mata Lelia when the night came to be married. Amra, Rachel said to herself, Hashta, Mikhsefa Achsi, my sister is going to be embarrassed. Masartinhu Niala, she gave the signs over to Leah. Vahina Dixiv, that's what it means. Vahiba Boker Vinehi Leah. It says, in the morning, and look, it was Leah. So Mikla that Hashta Lavle, is that supposed to imply that until now it wasn't Leah? Obviously it was Leah the whole night. He? Elami Toch Simanin Shemasa Rachel Leah, because of the Simanim that Rachel gave over to Leah. Lo haviyada, right? Yaakov didn't recognize that that's not Rachel, right? He thought it was Rachel. Ad hashta, until now. So this is the tznius that out of this was a schus that Shaul came about. So Rashi elaborates that the tznius over here seems to be the fact that Rachel was able to keep a secret, to keep the simonim secret and the whole plan secret, the whole 7 years that Yaakov was working for her, right? And then also to keep a secret that she gave him over to Leah. Seems to be all big schus, that's called tznius, is keeping things private. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Amat tznius haisa b'shol. What was the tznius that there was in Shol HaMelech that came from this? Tiksi vestivar hamalucha lo higilo. This is an episode in Sefer Shmuel where after Shol has been told he's going to be king and anointed as king, he didn't go around and spread it. He ran into his uncle after leaving from Shmuel HaNavi, and he didn't tell him he would make king. That was also tznius. He didn't spread around what was not immediately relevant to the person he was speaking to. Vestavar malucha lo higi lo asher omar Shmuel, that Shmuel had told him. So zachal v'yatzis menu Esther. V'omer, Esther came out of that, and she was avli yatzinua. We're going to see that right now. V'omer v'lozer, excuse me, I don't know if the Gemara is going to say it right now, but one episode of the tznius that we saw of Esther, one example, I'm sorry of that. was that she wouldn't tell the nation that she came from, right? If I'm not mistaken, Rashi brings that here earlier in the earlier part of the Gemara. Rashi also brings, interesting enough, that in the Targum of Megillah, there's no clear, you don't see anywhere that Esther, in the Psukim that we have in our Megillah, that Esther is directly descended from Shaul. But you do see in the Targum Megillah brings that Mordechai is the cousin of Esther, right? And we know that Mordechai comes from Shaul, right? Comes from Shaul back to Benjamin, right? So it must be that Esther also did. Yeah. Seder. So Gemara says, the Amar Rebbe Elazar, Kesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu posek gedula la'adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that should be greatness for a person, posek labanov v'leni v'anov ad sof kol daros. He sets that for his children, his grandchildren, until the end of all generations. Shenemar, v'yoshivim l'netzach v'yigbeo. This is the end of the previous passage we're talking about, that Hashem keeps his eyes on a tzaddik. And it says also that he sets them up, you know, makes them settle for victory and raises them up. That refers to a continuous amount of greatness that will happen to a tzaddik. But if that tzaddik becomes arrogant, Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, then Hashem sends him down, knocks him down, makes him humble. Shemar ve'es asrim bazikim. This is the pasuk that comes immediately after the previous one that we've been quoting. The previous one was Iyov Lamed Zayin Zayin, and this is Iyov Lamed Vav Ches. I'm sorry, so this is slightly Lamed Vav. The prelude is also Lamed Vav. So this is the pasuk after the previous one. Yeah, and this refers to that this is the hemshech of those psukim. Yeah, that before it says that they'll be established forever, they get raised up, and now it's saying, and if they are bound in chains, yeah, meaning to say they'll get bound in chains if they don't keep up the proper attitude towards their greatness. If they get haughty about it, they'll be brought down. Continues the darshaning different psukim in the Megillah. That's Mama Mordechai Esther saw. The saying of Mordechai Esther did. Amar Rebbe in Yirmiyah, Shaisa Mara Dam Nidal L'Chacham. That means that she would show her blood, yeah, her menstrual blood, to see if she'd be anida to the Chachamim, probably to Mordechai himself. Show to the Chachamim, that was the thing that Mordechai had said to do. Kasheris, now let's keep in mind, she's with Achashverosh, yeah, but may we all know this, that the amount that she had to have relations with Achashverosh, which we'll see was quite often, was all considered be'onis, considered that she was forced, and thereby she did not become usher to her husband, to Mordechai. In fact, the Gemara now makes a point that it was a constant back and forth for her. Gemara says, Kasher Aysa be'omnito, says, is a continuation of the previous part of the verse, the saying of Mordechai Esther did, like she was in faith with him. What is that? Amar Rav Bar Lema, perhaps it's Shemesh Mei Derav, Shahisa Omedes Mechekel Shachashverosh of Toveles V'Yosheves Bechekel Shemordechai. She would be in the bosom of Achashverosh and then go and dip in a mikvah, immerse herself, and sit in the bosom of Mordechai to go back and be with him. So it was a constant back and forth. You know, a lot of people don't recognize the Megillah story is not the happiest story in the world for Mordechai and Esther themselves. In fact, at the end of the story, they remain in this situation, even worse, actually, because when Esther goes into the king willfully, she becomes Esther to Mordechai forever. There is an interesting shita in the Zohar that she never was with Achashverosh physically, and that it was always a demon that took her place and looked like Esther. But at least according to the Shas, they certainly were together. That's what the Gemara is saying quite clearly right now. Tosis brings over here that interesting question. He says, you didn't have a three-month separation, meaning it's always a worry about a woman who gets divorced from her husband who says she has to wait 3 months before remarrying in case she's pregnant from the first husband. They would already show, and there therefore wouldn't be any confusion about who the child belongs to. For some reason, Tosis sees that should have been applicable over here. And he answers that the way to avoid that over here must have been that Esther was mishameshes b'moch, which essentially was a crude type of birth control using a physical separation to avoid the zera from being accepted into the woman. And again, it's interesting, Hanacha Tosus has that it would have been necessary to do that here. But I guess in theory, if you would have had to avoid confusion over who the child would be from. So Esther apparently avoided that issue. Continues the Gemara. Bayomi Lahim, in those days, Mordechai Yoshev v'Shalom Melech. And Mordechai was sitting in the gate of the king. Kotzaf, big son of Eserish. Big son of Eserish got angry at the king. Amri Rebbe Chiyah Bar Abba, Amri Rebbe Yochanan. Hiksiv Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon Al Avadav Lasser Rason Tzadik. There was times when a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a master angry at his servants to do the will of a tzadik. Menu, and who is that? Yosef. That's Yosef. Shenemar, V'Shami Tenor Nar Ivri. That old episode where Paro got angry at Sar Ha'ofim, the Sar Mashkim, put them into a prison, right, was all orchestrated by Hashem that they should meet Yosef, and later on when Paro has a dream, they'll take him out. Right? Paro's anger at them was orchestrated by Hashem, is what we're saying. Yeah. And then other times, Avadim al Danayim, Hashem makes the servants angry at their master, Lasos Nes of Tzadik, can be Nes for Tzadik. Umenu Mordechai. Yeah? And that is Mordechai. I don't know why, I didn't see anyone speak about why the difference in the Gemara by the case of Yosef says it's Ratzon Tzadik, and by Mordechai is Nes Tzadik, I'm not sure. But Mordechai is the one that the servants got angry at their master, Dixi Vayuvadah Hadavar LeMordechai. Mordechai was let known of the thing, this is how part of the Nes happened, because later on when in Perek Vav of Megillas Esther, when Ahasuerus will have trouble sleeping, and he'll ask for the Divrei HaYamim of that nation to be read, and he'll see this happen to Mordechai and decide to reward him. That's how the whole turnabout happens. Seder. So that was all orchestrated also by Hashem, that Big Son and Sarah should be angry at Ahasuerus. It was not natural that Avadim, even if they're having a hard time, should be angry and willing to attempt assassination on their master. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Big Son and Sarah, Shnei Tarsim Havu. Big Son and Sarah were two people from a place called Tarsi. They were speaking that language, and they would say, from the time this one came, Esther, we didn't see sleep in our eyes, we haven't slept. Rashi explains because Ahasuerus found Esther very dear, and he would be with her very often, every night, multiple times in the night, just the whole time, he was always asking for water from being exhausted, and they would have to provide it for him. Yeah? So they said, let's put poison into his cup, Kadesh Yomus, in order that he'll die. They didn't realize, Big Son and Sarish, Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin that sat in the Lishka Sagadis, literally the hewn stone chamber that was where the Sanhedrin sat. He knew the 70 languages of the world, and he understood what they were saying. Amar lo, so the one, Big Son and Sarish, one said back to the other one, V'halo en mishmarati mishmarat chashav, my job, my mishmar, what I do and what you do, are not equal. And thereby, if one of us will miss our job, something will be left undone, they're going to get suspicious. So amar lo, the other one said back to him, ani eshmar mishmarati u mishmartecha, I will do my guarding and your guarding. Now I'll cover up for all the work that needs to be done. V'hanu diksi v'yivukash ha'davar v'yimotse, it says the matter was looked into and it was found. What's that mean? Shalom nimsu b'shmeros, and they were not found at their proper posts. And that's how it was known that something was up, and they discovered the whole plot. Continues the Gemara. Achar ha-dvarim ha-eile. After these things. This is after the episode of the Big Son of Esther. Then it gets into the raising up of Haman. So the Gemara wants to know, achar mai, or mai achar, meaning to say, what is the connection between the episode of Big Son and Seresh and the episode of Haman being raised up? Amar Rava. After Hashem created the refuah for the Makkah, then he could bring up Haman. The refuah came first. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not hit the Jewish people unless he created for them a healing for that hit first. The order of this psukim, the Navi says, like my healing to Yisrael, and then the Aveir of Ephraim will be revealed. But why the Goyim ain't okay? Hashem hits the goyim, and then after, if there's zochah, he creates a refuah. Shnemar v'niga v'Hashem es Mitzrayim nagol f'rafel. Says nagol f'rafel, meaning say they get hit and then they get healed. Says in the Megillah, vayivaz be'inav v'shloach al Mordechai livado. Haman, after he saw Mordechai didn't bow to him, he said it was embarrassing in his eyes to send out his hand against only Mordechai. Now the continuation of that pasuk says, he decided, he knew what Am Mordechai was, the nation, he found out, and then it says he wanted to destroy the whole Jewish people. So the Gemara understands that there is a escalation here. Amar Rava, b'tchila b'Mordechai levado. First, he wanted to kill only Mordechai. V'lesof ba'am, then his own nation, ba'am Mordechai. V'menu rabbanan. That really means, Mordechai's nation means the other rabbis. V'lesof b'kol Yehudim. Then he wanted to kill all the Jews. That's the escalation being brought forth there in the pasuk. It says, he appealed poor hu agoral. He drew a lot, which is the lottery, a poor and lot, seemingly the same thing. Tana, kevin shenafal poor, bechodesh adar. Once the lottery came out in adar, that is the day they're going to kill the Jews. Sameach, simcha gedol. He was very happy. Omar, nafali poor, beyerach, shemes b'moshe. Great. The day came out in a very auspiciously bad month for the Jewish people, the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. He wasn't aware that it's true Moshe Rabbeinu died Zion Adar, but he's also born on Zion Adar, and that would be a schus for them to be saved. By the interesting observation over here, you know, we make a big deal nowadays about yartzeits being a being schus. Why wasn't the answer back in the Gemara that, yartzeits is a big schus on the Sevenet? I heard once that apparently I heard of a shame the Yaros Tavash, but I didn't see myself, that we assume the yartzeit is only a good day because we assume it's always the birthday. Rishim Bon Yochai's yartzeit they bring down was also the day he was born, Lag BaOmer. And that's always the reason yartzeit is something great, not just because it's the yartzeit. So I imagine there are people who argue about that, but that would solve this problem in the Gemara. They couldn't answer back that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died was be'etzem good. It was only good because it was also his birthday. Okay. That is the Gemara. Yeshno Am Echot. This is part of what Haman is saying to Achashverosh. There is a nation. Amar Rav, Meika the Yada Lishta Bisha Kahaman. No one knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. Amar Lei, yeah, Ta Nichlinhu. This is Haman says to Achashverosh, come, let's destroy them, the Jewish people. Amar Lei, Achashverosh said back, Mistafina Me'alukov. I'm afraid of their God. Deloli Avi B, Kida Avi Bekamai. He shouldn't do to me like he did to the early ones, to Belshazzar, to Nebuchadnezzar, to all the other people who attempted to harm the Jewish people always got finished off in the end. Amalei, Haman said to him, Yeshno, Yeshno, what's Yeshno? Means they are sleeping in a mitzvah. They are negligent in a mitzvah. Amalei, Yisbuhu Rabbanu, but they have rabbis who apparently are doing it well. Amalei, Am Echa. No, they're all together. Either that means that the rabbis also are not doing the mitzvah somehow, or it means that even if they are, it won't offset the whole rest of the people. They're all one. Am Echa Dehain. They are one nation. Shema Tomar, maybe you'll say, Karchani Osa b'machosecha, I'm going to make like a bald spot, literally. I'm going to make a big hole in your kingdom. Mufuzarim, hey, they're all spread out. It won't be noticeable. Beino Am, amongst the nations. Shema Tomar, maybe you'll say, Is Hana Minayu, we have some sort of benefit from that. No, Mifurad means, Kipredazu, literally means, Mifurad means they're separate from each other. But Bahidarshans, Kipredazu, like this mule, She'ena Osaperis, a mule is sterile, cannot have children, so it makes no fruit. B'shem Tomer, maybe you'll say, Icha Medin Saminai, we have a certain province that's from them. Tamalom B'chol Medinos Malchusecha, they have no separate land, they're just in all the provinces of your kingdom. But Zasayim Shonos Mikolam, their religion is different from all nations. Delo Achli Minon, they don't eat our food. Delo Nasbi Minon, they don't marry our daughters. Delo Manasbi Lon, Delo Nasbi Lon Minon probably means that they don't marry from us our sons. Delo Manasbi Lon, we don't marry to them, probably means our daughters to their sons. So all these things, they're different from us. They're separate from us. And the really religion, or the, let's say, the policies of the king, they don't do. What is that? The mafki lekula shatsa, they get themselves out of the whole year of working for the king or paying taxes. This is an acronym, b'shabbos hayom pesach hayom. They're always saying it's Shabbos, or it's one of the holidays, and they don't have to do any malacha. Therefore, to the king, it is not worth it to keep them around. They eat and drink and just disgrace the malchus. Here is the following way that they disgrace the malchus. If a fly were to fall into a cup of one of them, you could get rid of the fly and drink it. But if my master, the king, Achashverosh, would touch the cup of one of them, the cup of wine, he pours it on the ground. Beinu Shasein won't drink it. It should be Olach of Yayin Esich. The goy touches the wine. So that's what he's saying. Look, they don't care about you. Therefore, he said, Imal HaMelech Tov, if it's good for the king, Yikosev La'abdam, you should write to destroy them. Ba'aseret Alafim Kikar Kesef, and I'll give 10,000 talents of silver to the king. And then Achshveresh, of course, said back, just keep it. The Gemara says, Amresh Lagish, Goluyah V'adur Lifnei Mishu Omar V'hayo Ho'olam. It was revealed and known before the one who spoke and created the world. She'asid Haman lishkol shkolim al Yisrael. That Haman in the future would weigh out shkolim against the Kal Yisrael, these 10,000 talents of silver. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it come first. Our shekels, their shekels, the Jewish people's shekels to his. Meaning to say, what it means is that the machzis a shekel was a donation given to the Mikdash and to the Mishkan and later to the Mikdash that every Jew had to give, and that was a schus that saved us from the shekels of Haman that he paid to have us destroyed. That's what it means in the Mishnah. The first month of Adar, they make various announcements at different times of the calendar. And the first of Adar, the first day, they would announce about Shkalim to bring the Machzis HaShekel to give in a red S be there by Nisan. They announce it early. And separate halacha by Kalim that have to be uprooted if there's any Kalim growing. Yeah, and they have to uproot them. The Seder. Okay, we'll stop over here. There is a Tosis here that points out, HaKesef Nosun Lach, that the kesef, and it really is going to be the next pasuk tomorrow, but I'll say it over now. The kesef is given to you. Gematria that kesef Allah ha'eitz, that already Achashverosh hinted to him, or Min HaShemayim was hinted to him, yeah, Ramaz lo sheyisla loves, that this kesef is going to be the reason you're attempting to harm Jewish people, you're getting hung on a gallows. Say, we'll see more about that drasha tomorrow. Thank you for listening.